Job, chapter 32. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu the son of Barachel the Buzite, of the family of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled, because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled, because they had found no answer, and yet had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited to speak unto Job, because they were elder than he. And when Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, his wrath was kindled. And Elihu the son of Barachel the Buzite answered, and said, I am young, and ye are very old, wherefore I held back, and durst not show you mine opinion. I said, days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty giveth them understanding. It is not the great that are wise, nor the aged that understand justice. Therefore I said, hearken to me, I also will show mine opinion. Behold, I waited for your words, I listened for your reasonings, whilst ye searched out what to say. Yea, I attended unto you, and, behold, there was none that convinced Job, or that answered his words, among you. Beware lest ye say, we have found wisdom, God may vanquish him, not man, for he hath not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. They are amazed, they answer no more, they have not a word to say. And shall I wait, because they speak not, because they stand still, and answer no more? I also will answer my part, I also will show mine opinion. For I am full of words, the spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my breast is as wine which hath no vent, like new wineskins it is ready to burst. I will speak, that I may be refreshed, I will open my lips, and answer. Let me not, I pray you, respect any man's person, neither will I give flattering titles unto any man. For I know not to give flattering titles, else would my Maker soon take me away.